This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Fire in downtown Colorado Springs kept crews busy for hours yesterday evening. The call came in just before 6 o'clock to an abandoned building near Colorado and Sawatch, that's near the Olympic and Paralympic Museum. Much of the building boarded up, fenced off, which made accessing the fire that much more of a challenge. Now, due to the size of the fire, a second alarm was called in almost immediately for additional crews. No one was inside the building. One firefighter was slightly injured from heat exposure. The owner of that building telling the fire department the building will likely be torn down.
El Paso County is seeing a drop in the number of military-related suicides. Veterans groups are hopeful that it's the beginning of a trend. Data released by the county coroner's office shows one out of every four suicides last year involved an active duty service member or veteran, but that is down 5% from the prior year. Local programs that work with veterans hope the ongoing conversation about the suicide rate will lead more members of the military to seek help instead of taking their lives. If you or a loved one is struggling, you can call the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at any time. Two Colorado Springs nonprofit groups will be teaming up to help local veterans tomorrow. KRDO's Bryn Carmen with that.
Karen Share Food Bank and the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center will be giving away 400 boxes of food as part of the annual Patriot Day Give Back event. The two organizations have partnered for the event for the last 8 years as a way to help improve the lives of those who have served in the military. The event will be held outside the Veterans Service Center tomorrow between 9 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
A bicyclist is dead after being hit by a vehicle in Pueblo West Tuesday night. Authorities say the bicyclist was trying to cross Highway 50 at a spot where it was not legal to do so. The driver was unable to avoid the cyclist. That cyclist not being publicly identified and pronounced dead at the scene, the crash remains under investigation. Meanwhile, the number of cars stolen in Pueblo has dropped dramatically this year. A new state law may be behind it. 14% of all crimes in Pueblo last year were car thefts, and Pueblo police warned that without changes to state laws, it could become worse. A new law, though, is making the punishment for stealing a car much harsher. Car thefts only making up now about 1% of crimes in the Steel City. In July, that new law went into effect, making it a felony to steal a car of any value. Up until last month, it was only a misdemeanor to steal a car valued less than $2,000. Sergeant Frank Ortega with the Pueblo PD says that they've never seen a two-month period with car theft rates this low, and is promising not only for the department, but for people with lower income who are being targeted for owning vehicles where the crime's impact doesn't match the consequences.
When you stole their car, it was a misdemeanor. But their stolen car was a greater impact to them, because at times that was the only car that they had, and that was what they used to go to work, take kids to school, other essential activities.
Police in Pueblo believe that this is also prompting auto thieves to simply think twice before committing such crimes.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office plans to conduct an independent investigation into the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs. The announcement follows a request by the Alabama Attorney General and several other lawmakers who expressed outrage after the Biden administration scrapped the plans to relocate headquarters to their state. The Alabama delegation claims the decision was in retaliation to Senator Tommy Tuberville's continued hold on top military promotions.
Elected leaders in Colorado blasting the IRS over a proposal to tax a refund that's been handed out by the state for several decades. The IRS says it might begin forcing filers who itemize their deductions to pay taxes on any state refunds they receive. The decision would affect Coloradans who receive refunds under the state's Taxpayers Bill of Rights, or TABOR. George Sleeman, co-owner of Westside Tax Services, believes the proposal won't sit well with Coloradans, even if it doesn't affect everyone.
I think it's a crock, to put it politely. And if they're going to do it, I think there's going to be an uprising of people being upset.
U.S. Senator Michael Bennet blasted the idea yesterday via social media, saying it makes no sense to tax TABOR refunds after 30 years, while Governor Polis also chiming in, saying that we must not let the federal government tax those TABOR refunds.
A group of hot air balloons is planning to take flight in Colorado Springs today ahead of this weekend's Labor Day liftoff. Organizers say this morning's Aloft event brings the balloons directly to area neighborhoods so residents can get a closer look at what it takes to launch and fly them. Balloons will take off from Panorama Park and Banning Lewis Ranch during the event, which runs until 8:30. The Labor Day liftoff starts Saturday at Memorial Park.
A comfortable start to the day. Few clouds across the region allow comfortable morning temperatures. We do warm quickly. Few clouds, bluebird skies as we get towards the afternoon and evening. 94 That's the anticipated high in the Springs, 99 in Pueblo. Very limited rain chances for the high country. We stay dry across the I-25 corridor. It's the pattern that we're stuck in for the next few days. Labor Day weekend plans look good to go. Limited rain chances at best. Temperatures, though, do remain about 5 to 10 degrees above average. From the Storm Trekker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Ruck.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.